This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has ordered England to lock down in an attempt to slow the surge in new COVID-19 cases. Here he is in a televised address on Monday evening.
With most of the country already under extreme measures, it's clear that we need to do more together to bring this new variant under control while our vaccines are rolled out.
The Prime Minister stressed the rise in cases and a new, more contagious variant threatens to overwhelm parts of the health system. He said that if the timetable of the vaccination program went as planned and the number of cases and deaths responded to the lockdown, the country could start moving out of it by the middle of February. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and outgoing President Donald Trump are both paying one last visit to the U.S. state of Georgia Monday. That's where two runoff elections Tuesday will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate. Biden told a drive-in rally in Atlanta on Monday that voters in Georgia will chart the course not just for the next 4 years, but for the next generation. Meanwhile, President Trump is holding an event now in the heavily Republican enclave of Dalton. The state of Georgia is in the spotlight over the last day, and now the top election official says President Trump and his claims of fraud in the state's election are just plain wrong. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger made the comment Monday to network ABC News. He's the one that was on the weekend call with President Trump, where the commander-in-chief asked him to upend his pivotal 11,000-vote loss in the state. You can read the full story on voanews.com.